It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and last week we chatted about a story that apparently lots of ATMs around the country are about to disappear. And it seems that's not quite the case, the way it's being sold. So on the line, we've got Chiwela Mtlantla, who is the Managing Executive for Integrated Channels at Absa's Personal and Private Banking. Chiwela, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much, Rob and Rosanne, for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Chiwela, I'm going to start with the question that I think a lot of people have on their minds. Is Absa planning on shutting down all their ATMs for good?
Oh, absolutely not, Rosanne. Absolutely not. So ATMs will always remain a critical customer touch point for the bank. Yes, we are cognizant of the fact that there is a lot of, you know, digital capabilities that are coming on the market and customers are becoming very digitally savvy. But we are also aware that there is a whole big market of customers that still rely on cash, and ATMs play a pivotal role in making sure that we do deploy services to our customers across the length and the breadth of our country.
Yeah,
so the short answer to the question is that no, we are not shutting ATMs.
Okay. Because I thought when I saw the story initially, when it said, you know, ATMs are disappearing, I thought this incredibly unlikely because, as you say, a lot of people need them. I then went and had a look. Some of the articles have mentioned that there has been sort of a general reduction in the total number of ATMs around the country, especially from the big four banks of which Absa is part. The only bank that sort of really saw a push into an expansion of ATMs was Capitec. But considering all four of the banks are sort of doing a little scale back, what's the reason for that?
Yeah, so Rob, a very good question you ask. I think in the last reporting cycle, we reported about 75 of our ATMs having reduced. Mm. And I just want to maybe position a new voice over to the conversation around reduction to say it's actually optimization. So if you go into the market and you check how our ATMs are normally placed, you'll find that there's about four or five ATMs in a specific site. And what we do is that our data is telling us that relative to the customer base that we have, we are finding that the ATM in relation to the activities that are happening is somewhat oversubscribed. So the work that we have embarked on is to say, given the data, the insights, and the customer transaction behavior, how do we make sure that we have got the optimal number of ATMs per site?
Okay.
And that has ended us in, you know, seeing a reduction in ATMs. So you will find that where there was five ATMs, it's now maybe three, maybe four, but that's speaking to the demand and the activity that we are seeing on the ground. So it's not reduction more than it's optimization of the ATM.
Okay. Yeah, that makes complete sense. If you got five and only three and a half of them are needed every day, then maybe four will do. I completely get that. Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely, Rob. You got it right.
Off the back of that, is the danger factor also something that is being taken into consideration when certain ATMs have been chosen to be closed down? Because obviously we hear quite a lot about ATM bombings and all of that kind of thing. Is that something you're also taking into account?
No, absolutely. So the safety of our customers is paramount, as you can imagine. And that is why you will find that the locations in which we choose to put our ATMs, we make sure that it's locations that are safe, either in a mall or where there is clear visibility or where we know that we can deploy security around. So that's very pivotal in how we think about our strategy in terms of where we do the placement of our ATMs. So the criminality element is taken into account. But that is not necessarily the point that dealt into the reduction of ATMs, as I mentioned earlier. But your point is quite valid. If we see that there is a repetitive criminality in a specific ATM or a specific site area, we do take extra measures to make sure that how can we actually keep our customers safe in the markets in which we trade.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you've got one ATM around the back of a shopping center somewhere, you know, on its own, hidden away from view, and you've got a mall down the road that can handle four, it's probably a better place to put them there. Okay, because I suppose there has been a general reduction in the amount that people use cash these days.
No, absolutely. So cash is absolutely on a downward trend, Rob. I think that's another reality that we must be able to, you know, battle with and think around what is now the optimal way of dealing cash. That's why you find emerging trends of how we are partnering with retailers. We know that customers are migrating themselves into digital platforms, online payments, cardless payments and POS payments. So cash is reducing, but where we are seeing the largest number of reduction in cash is more in the urban area relative to the rural area. And that is why our treatment strategies and how we think about cash and how we support our customer base, you will find that in the rural area, the representation of how we deal cash, whether it's retailers or whether it's ATM, is still much more pronounced as compared to your urban environment where customers are much more digitally savvy and much more sophisticated in dealing cash.
Okay.
And maybe, Rob, if I may, and this is giving us an opportunity to actually start thinking of how we use our ATM machines differently. You will find that we now have on our ATM, we can redeem Western Union, which is a foreign currency capability, first in market. The second one is your UIS form, where if somebody is retrenched and they're supposed to go to a branch to go get a confirmation of their bank account and a stamp for them to go back to UIS offices, we can do that on our ATM, again, first in the industry. So we are starting to think differently of how we can use this infrastructure that we have invested in to be much more more about cash than and as well as other activities that we can actually support our customer base with. And the two items being some of the first to market in enablement.
Chirila, this has been so insightful. And also just knowing that APSA and the team there is looking at creating other portals for banking clients to use so that it can make things easier, and the digitization of the whole process, obviously on our phones, make things very easy. So thank you so much for joining us and for kind of debunking the story that we saw. Thousands of ATMs are going to be closed down.
Yeah, there will be no ATMs in the country by 2026. It was, the headlines were just crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever decisions we take, Rob, and we're going to have to really consider data insights, customer behavior, market trends, and for us to future fit ourselves, Roxanne. So absolutely, we move with the market. We are sensitive to the requirement from a regulator in terms of making sure that point of presence are continuously available for our customers. So yes, thank you for giving us the opportunity to debunk that narrative.
Thank you so much, Chirila. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so, so much. That is Chirila Mtlantla. She is from APSA, and she's been helping us understand exactly what's going on. Chirila, thank you.
Only a pleasure, Rob Rossen. Thank you.